As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Hello and welcome to Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory, Vancouver. I'm Sachin, sitting in for Andy on this Thursday afternoon. What you just heard was London Thunder by Foals off their brand new album What Went Down, which I thought was the perfect way to start my first broadcast on CITR. probably my favourite track from their new album, from probably one of my favourite bands of all time. What we've got coming up next is a song called Beautiful Blue Sky from a Montreal-based band called Ort, on their new album, Sun Coming Down. They're actually playing on next Wednesday, October the 14th, at the Red Gate in Vancouver, and it's only $10 on the door, so really check that out. And I'm going to be there, so I'd advise you going. So yeah, here we go.
People call Nobody's called here in days. Yeah, no one ever calls these days. Looking out at the city lights, looking down on the streets tonight. Oh no, it's not safe. Now I never want this to end. See, there's nothing that compares to when I'm whole up in here with you. Yeah, there's nothing that compares to when I'm whole up in here with you. When I'm whole up in here.
And you're back. You're listening to Music from the Observant with Sachin sitting in for Andy. What you just heard there was Beautiful Blue Sky by Ort, followed by I Used to Pray for Heaven to Fall by The Deers. The Deers are a art rock band from Montreal. That's from their sixth LP, Times Infinity Volume 1. Volume 2 will be following in the next couple of months. Apparently they recorded two LPs worth of material in one go, which is not always the best way to go. Sometimes you get some hit and miss, but on the basis of Volume 1, it's a very good record, which I've begrudgingly fallen in love with. Begrudgingly because Deers came to my attention due to a lawsuit which they filed earlier in the year on a band called The Deers from Madrid, an all-girl band, who now have changed their name to Heinz as a result. And that band were quite close to my heart at the time, being the band that I went to see on my 21st birthday in the evening. And as a result, I'm now going to play you their most recent single, Garden, which has just dropped on SoundCloud and will be the opening track on their album, which will be coming out in January. So, yeah.
Thank you.
CITR presents The Internet, a modern soul collective straight out of LA, featuring Sid the Kid and Matt Martians. Catch them Saturday, October 31st at the Alexander Gastown. Tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, Beat Street, Dipped, and TimberConcerts.com.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance. Get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Thank you.
Hello. What you just heard there was Jerusalem in My Heart with The Brown One Cast a Spell, or that's the translation of it. It's a beautiful piece of music taken from his second studio album, which is called If He Dies, If. They're a Montreal-based duo, primarily audiovisual, and they mix electronic and Arabic fusion. A Beirut heritage comes in with the buzzuk playing, as you heard in there, and it just makes for a beautiful, beautiful track. And they're actually playing next Tuesday in Vancouver, so I recommend you trying to get down to that, because it'll be an experience you'll never forget. Just before that, before the ads, you had Freak Heat Waves with Trash. They're a Victoria band, and that was taken from a mixtape called Mood Ring, put together by Debaser. And now if we move on to what we've got next, we're actually going to play a track from a Seattle-based supergroup with members from Chastity Belt, Taco Cat and Pony Time. And they're a lot of fun. They take feminism to a new level, and this track I'm going to play you, Let's Be Bad, is just a raucous listen from start to finish. So without further ado...
Yeah. The Canadian federal election is coming up on October 19th. It's important that you get registered in order to vote. To register, or check if you're already registered, you can visit the Elections Canada website at www.elections.ca. We also have lots of information for voters, including necessary ID, writing information, and the location of Elections Canada offices. If you're registered, you should receive a voter information card by mail telling you when and where to vote. You can also use the online voter information service. You can vote on election day at your designated polling station, on advanced polling days between October 9th and October 12th, at any Elections Canada office, or by mail. Elections Canada offices are now open 7 days a week. To vote by mail, you need to apply by October 13th, online, by mail, or at any Elections Canada office. Remember, get informed, register, and vote by October 19th.
Calling on a phone, I've got no time to be alone. Thoughts are coming at me all the time. You better think I'll lose my mind.
Australia and Canada are both countries with a whole lot of space to create some of the wildest sounds on the planet. Join your host Matthew as he explores the musical heritage of his native Australia and features fresh sounds from Canada's independent music world. That's Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, live Fridays from 6 to 7.30pm on CITR 101.9 FM.
You're back. What you just heard there was Let's Be Bad by Childbirth, rolling straight into Chastity Belt with IDC, or I Don't Care. The link there being that the bassist in Childbirth is also the bassist for Chastity Belt. Chastity Belt, who performed live at the Biltmore Cafe week just gone. Very enjoyable show. One of my first show I've been to at the Biltmore Cabaret, and hopefully won't be my last. It's a really stunning venue. And then after that, we had Proto Martyr with Ain't So Simple from their third album, The Agent Intellect. They're a Detroit-based post-punk band, and as you can tell, they're particularly grim and gloomy and an angry sort of bunch. We're going to take you on almost completely opposite end of the spectrum now with a band called Ubaru with a track called Radio Waves from their very recent Swamp Ritual EP. They're a Montreal-based band, and they self-describe as hoping to open a dialogue with outer space. So yeah, not particularly moody, but very interesting nonetheless. Hope you like it.
Thank you.
Hi, and you're back with Music for the Observant with Sachin sitting in for Andy on Thursday afternoon. What you just heard was Chocoboo by Subs, who are a really cool post-punk girl band coming out of Beijing. Some really, really different songs on that album, You Are You, which I'd really recommend you checking out. And just before that, you heard Radio Waves by Uberu. It's almost about time up for me. So after me will be Astro Talk with Marco. And I'd just like to say a quick thank you to anyone, if there is anyone out there listening to my first broadcast on CITR and first broadcast full stop. So I hope it wasn't too amateur. And I'm going to finish off with a bit of a change of pace, but a really lovely track from Andrea Superstein. It's called I Want to Be Evil from her brand new album, What Goes On. She's a gorgeous jazz singer. Soulful record. Amy Winehouse comparisons are unavoidable. I can't believe I just made it, but they are unavoidable, and it's a beautiful, beautiful record, so it's a lovely way to finish. And then, yeah, like I said, after me is Astro Talk with Marco. Thank you very much for listening.
Jack.